HBO's John Oliver, "There Are Positive Things You Can Say About Reagan, Like, He's Dead." By Jerome Hudson on March 11, 2025. HBO Max funny man John Oliver listed two positive things you could say about President Ronald Reagan. He was our only president to make a movie with a chimp, or he is dead. Oliver was sounding off on what he called centrist Democrats and their generally fecklessness response to Representative Al Green. DTX, being removed from the House chamber after her refused to take his seat and cease shouting at President Donald Trump during his congressional address Tuesday night. The Last Week Tonight host took umbrage with the split screen of Green being booted from the chamber for grandstanding, when other Republicans who shouted at past presidents weren't handled similarly. It was Michigan Senator Elissa Slotkin's Democratic response to President Trump and her invoking Reagan that really set Oliver off. Reagan must be rolling in his grave. We all want an end to the war in Ukraine, but Reagan understood that true strength required America to combine our military and economic might with moral clarity, Slotkin said last week, in response to Trump's foreign policy. As a Cold War kid, I'm thankful it was Reagan and not Trump in office in the 1980s. Trump would have lost us the Cold War. Insert a furious Oliver. Yeah, she criticized Trump by praising Reagan. And I will admit there are positive things you can say about Reagan. Like he was our only president to make a movie with a chimp. Or he's dead, but his moral clarity might come as a surprise to any gay people who lived through the 1980s. Watch via MRC. Rep. Green has been formally censured by the House. Even a CNN poll showed 80% of people asked said they disapproved with his actions on the House floor last week. The Texas congressman is still moving full speed ahead with his plan to impeach Trump. As for Oliver, his show's audience has been shrinking for years. Last Week Tonight is pulling in just over a paltry 300,000 viewers of the network's estimated 70 million plus subscribers. It's currently the third most watched show on Max, behind Real Time with Bill Maher and White Lotus. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.